You're listening to the Straight Talk Podcast with your boy, Ricardo Montgomery, a.k.a. The Voice of Gospel Radio. Thank you so much for taking time out to tune into this podcast. We got a great show lined up for you, so sit back, relax, enjoy. We're going to have some jokes. We're going to talk about some serious stuff. But more importantly, we're going to give all the information we can to you. Thank you so much for tuning in to us, and we're coming up right here with the latest in the Straight Talk Podcast.
Since then we've walked every day as a light and a
Yes, sir. Fred Hammond. Late in the midnight hour, God's going to turn it around and around and around and around. I'm off, y'all. I know I'm off, but man, this is, I love this song. This gets you hyped up, man. So welcome to Straight Talk with your boy Ricardo Montgomery, aka the voice of Gospel Radio. Ah, man, it's good to be back, y'all. Good to be back, man. Last week I had to take a hiatus, man. It was like everything was bothering me, man. My neck was killing me, and I got behind on everything. And I'm back with y'all this week, man, and I appreciate y'all. Got a fresh show. Got a great show lined up for you. We're going to talk about a food pantry thing that's going on right here in Cooper County, just a little bit south of us, and trying to help get the word around and get the word out about that. So go join that. That happened this week. Got a lot of information out here we're going to get to y'all today. And also, bring back up a topic that I discussed last week, which is on, you know, being black in corporate America. I got a lot of good feedback on that, so I'm kind of glad that the Lord blessed me and touched me with that subject. A lot of people called me up and told me how blessed they were by hearing that story, and also how it blessed them to never quit, keep driving, and understanding what they're dealing with in their own battles as they move forward. A lot of things is going on out there in the world. We got a lot of information coming in. Be careful out here. This heat is something serious. So dress in light, dress with light in less layers, not less layers, but light layers. That's what I meant. You know, light clothing, drink plenty of water, you know, just take care of yourself out here, because it is 100. The index is over 100, so it is pretty warm out there. If you got to cut grass, you know, be smart about that and all those things, man. So also this week, just letting y'all know, a reminder that the award show is coming up. I know I haven't talked about it in a while, but it's coming up, man. They just sent me an email letting me know that, start working on your acceptance speech. So I'm working on that. So y'all pray for me. We're going to try to get that done soon as possible and get that into them, and you know, hopefully the Lord will bless us, and we'll be accepting an award. But again, thank you all for everything that you all have done, because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing. But we got an interview coming up with Miss Nancy Kixton. She's going to talk about the food pantry that's going on in Cooper County that we just mentioned a little bit before. Got a great show lined up for y'all. Gonna get back into this conversation about being black in corporate America, kind of where these things started for me, and how the drive and where I'm at going forward, and a little bit more in depth about the show. But I got some Lecrae coming up for you right now. This is his new song, Deep In, brand new from Lecrae. This is Straight Talk with your boy Ricardo Montgomery, aka the voice of Gospel Radio. Off the deep end. Give
me a reason. I've been trying not to stay on point. I've been trying to save my voice, but y'all gave me no choice. The world gone mad, can't ignore this noise. Look at these people found dead in the streets. I got some partners that hate the police. Me, I'm just trying to hold on to my peace, cause I'm liable to lose it and go get the peace. I need a reason, I need a season. Feel it with Jesus, all of this grieving. They be like, if you and what you believe in. I do not trip, I keep it cheap. What in the H you say in the I? Ain't no JK when I'm talking to God. Don't need a reason to open my eyes. If I'm still breathing, I'm running for miles, man. Yeah, I've been doing better than I was before. I walk with the limp, cause I've been wrestling with the Holy Ghost. Deep in the spit, but still somehow I keep on floating. Thought I lost my grip, but God reminded me it's holy.
Off the deep end. Give me a reason. I've been trying not to go off the deep end. Give me a reason. I've been trying not
to. I might go crazy, I might go MJ back in the 80s, back in the 90s, I might go off, or they better not try me, it might get dicey. I ain't tryna go back to the old me, I'm tryna hang on like my mama told me. Sometimes legs get weak and your arms give out and you sink to the bottom slowly. A grown man wishing that somebody hold me, never knew my daddy so nobody show me. Taught me how to walk through the storm when your heart feel heavy and it's hard and you feel lonely. But low key, high priest got the keys to the kingdom, high key low enough to bring him, and I need all of what he bringing. I might go off the deep end, I just need another reason, yeah.
I've been doing better than I was before. I walk with the limp, cause I've been wrestling with the Holy Ghost. Deep in the spit, but still somehow I keep on floating. Thought I lost my grip, but God reminded me it's holy.
Go off the deep end. Give me a reason. I've been trying not to go off the deep end. Give me a reason. I've been trying not to.
What's up, everybody? I'm Dorinda Clark Cole, and you are listening to my boy, Ricardo Montgomery. Right here, y'all keep it locked.
A
that's some more music.
Lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
Ronnie J, please turn me up.
Back to the little boom, way, what's up, boom? Take some rain, no song, rain on one more. Rain come, come shine, come rain, come on. South side, let it bang. Outside, let it rain. Rain down on the pain. Rain down on the slain. Rain down for my mom. Rain down on the farm. Shower us with your love. Wash us in the blood. Drop this for the thugs. Know I grew up in the mud. The top is not enough. Wash us in the blood.
Is there anybody here? Is there anybody here? That can say, no matter how much you play,
us in the blood, whole life being thugs, no choice selling drugs, south side what it does, rain down on us, genocide what it does, slavery what it does, rain down on us, whole life selling drugs, wash us in the blood, wash us in your blood, wash us in the blood, wash us in the blood, wash us in the blood, Holy Spirit come down, Holy Spirit come down, Holy Spirit help me. Holy Spirit, help now. Holy Spirit, come down. Holy Spirit, come down. Holy Spirit, help now. Holy Spirit, help now. Wash us in the blood. Whole life being thugs. No choice selling drugs. Genocide, what it does. Mass cost, what it does. Cost of cost, what it does. Another life being lost.
Let it out, set it off. Execution 30 states. 30 states still execute. That should not kill, I should not spill. Next tales at the rendezvous. We got your time in the federal. Squad box, you win like a sectional. We walk through the blast and the residue.
Now look what we headed to. Rain down on us. Rain down on us. Wash us in the blood. Wash us in the blood. Holy Spirit, come down. Holy Spirit, come down. And they trying to control, yeah. They want me to calm down. They don't want me to Kanye. They don't want Kanye to be Kanye. They want to sign a fake Kanye. They trying to sign a Kanye. That's right, I call him Kanye. But don't take me the wrong way. But don't take me the wrong way. Cause God took me a long way. They want to edit the interviews. They want to take it to interludes. Cut a whole sentence to interludes. You know that it's fake if it's in the news. So I let it fly when I'm in the booth. The devil a lie and I've been the truth. Living cause nobody living and nobody getting it. Doing a different rank. Holy Spirit, come down. Holy Spirit, come down. We need you now. Wash us in the blood.
Kanye West, new song. Wash us in the blood. You gotta love it, man. Kanye's running for president. Just came out the blue, didn't he? But that's what he does. That's what he does. He does his thing and he does it well. Kanye West, running for president. I tell you, if things don't get any crazy in 2020, I don't know what will. Kanye's running for president. He decided to run after everything is pretty much settled. You got the two strong candidates. But his ambition is part of what I enjoy about him. Because he's not letting anything hold him back. He put his mind to it, he go try it. And what's the worst that can happen, you know? They say, I read a study that say that your zip code determines, pretty much how you're going to be. And I thank God for not falling in those statistics, because the way things happen for me, coming up and being in my zip code, I should still be where I was. And I haven't been. I have not. I've seen a lot. I've done a lot. And like I was saying last week, talking about what I've been through, being in corporate America, being an African American, and the anxiety that comes with that. But there's a lot of hard work that comes with that too, and there's a lot of overcoming that comes with that. And what I'm getting at is the fact that my past, not even my past, but what my circumstances said, where I should be, I shouldn't even been even having that discussion that I had last week. But because of Christ and because of the way I was raised and because of the determination that I have, those things didn't stop me from prospering. Now there's people that want to stop you from prospering, and there's circumstances that says you should not prosper in certain situations. But I refuse to believe that, because people don't set your destiny. God does. And because God set your destiny, no one can get in the way and no one can stop it. What, like the Bible said, what God has for me, it is for me. And I believe that in everything, in my heart, in my soul. You know, I grew up, you know, in an area where a lot of people who I've seen didn't make it out. And, you know, and I know you hear those stories a lot. And, you know, you hear that a lot from athletes. But for as a gentleman such as myself, or a lot of people that's like me, that went to school and, you know, ventured out and tried to do different things, you know, you end up meeting a lot of more people that are just like you, and you're just trying to, you know, y'all trying to make it to the next phase. And, you know, you honor the ones that have made it, and you, you know, you want to know how they did it, and you reach out to them and you reach out to them. But man, I tell you, they keep you so busy. They keep you so busy. It's hard to even try to reach out, man. You got to be in the same circle, like where you have to be like running to each other. Cause as far as a phone conversation, oh my God, that is so difficult. But you know, it's a shame that your zip code, can determine how your life will come out. Because there's not many opportunities. I mean, you think about it. There's not many opportunities. You raised in the African American community. There's not many opportunities. They want to keep you in a certain area, a certain way, and keep you in a certain place. And for as like a person like myself who, you know, have seen a lot. I mean, I've seen things I should have never, I would have never ever been exposed to, because no one else in my area has been exposed to those things. Only a lot of things that I've seen over my lifetime has been things that you only see on TV. You know, you don't be a part of those things, and I've been a part of those things. And I thank God for those. For such thing as, you know, being a part of the Final Four, or being a part of, you know, I've been a part of many major sporting events. Being a part of, you know, Major League Baseball, and getting to know these people, getting to know NFL players, you know, that you never seen around. No one in your community, you know, you had guys who was going to go, but something happened, and you know, for his athletic career, and it became short. But you know, but you just don't see those people. You don't get to know those people. They're from afar. You know, and you're there in the mix with them. You're in the room talking to, you know, superstar athletes, and people are looking at you like, wow, like you got it made. You know, I remember when I first started my career and I was doing some stuff, you know, being able to talk to athletes, and, you know, going to the New Orleans Saints game, and, you know, people in my neighborhood was just amazed, like, wow, my boy's out there, you know, mingling up with these people. He's in the mix, like the things that they see on TV, my friend is in there. And, you know, they kind of, you know, gave me a certain status in my community of, you know, hey, don't mess with him because he's doing good, big things. And, you know, to me, I'm like, no, I'm just working just like everybody else, you know, but I just chose a different profession. But the opportunities for me, there was no one in my neighborhood that was doing what I was doing. And now there's a lot of people in my neighborhood that is trying to do what I do, which is great, because that set off the tone. That came off me seeing me do it, because they never had imagined that anyone could be in television like myself, you know, they wanted to be like in front of TV, but I was behind the scenes, and I was making real moves. You know, they saw me bring in people. They saw me talking to people. They saw me, you know, bring in reporters that they never seen before, and reporters not even being in those communities. And they're like, oh my God, I didn't know it was like that around here. I'm not saying it was a bad thing or a good thing, but, you know, just mingling around new people that they never would have met before. And I just, you know, it's amazing how that is. But as I moved up the ladder, you know, I recognized that, you know, when I was on the lower total pole, I was around like-minded people. And I was around a lot of African-Americans who I looked up to. All my mentors were lower, you know, not lower level, but they had the ability. They just never had the opportunities. But they was great for me because they gave me the drive and passion. So everything they told me, it was like, put your mind to it and go do it. You know, but they was comfortable where they were, although I think they should have been moved up, but no one gave them an opportunity. And that's pretty much how it is, as always. Those doors are not open. I've seen people who started off on my level get, who are not African American, get so many opportunities, make so many mistakes to be able to do the things that they wanted them to do, that they believed in them, because they had a rapport with them. They had a rapport with African Americans also, but they just chose not to give them any opportunities. And it's amazing to me how those things used to just drive me crazy, because I didn't understand how that young man or that young woman got those opportunities and these other people over here who worked just as hard, who is just as smart, didn't. And as you know, that's part of the reason why I'm like, you know, I want to be in management. I want to go make these decisions, because I see very skilled people who are being just passed over and being forced out, or just, hey, you stay here. And I still get that myself to this day. A lot of times people want to just keep me in the same box that I've been in, because it's like, oh, you excel real. You do real well in this box. You do real well here. You're so talented here, but I'm talented over in other areas also. I just need the opportunity. I need the chance to do what I need to do so I can show you that I can do it. But now once I show you that I can do it, don't be afraid of me, because I can, and because I can do it better, because I've been working at this. Me, I have put everything into where I am right now. But at the same time, while I'm here, I had to do it all by myself. I had to figure things out by myself. I had to learn how to produce a show, a newscast by myself. I had to figure out how to write a commercial by myself. I had to figure out how to do what we call in TV teases. That's going, you know, coming out of the show, coming back into the show. I had to figure all that out by myself, because no one wanted to talk to me. No one wanted to give me an opportunity, because they knew I wanted to be in upper management. They knew it, and they refused to help me. No matter how much I screamed, and you know, you always hear the old saying, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. Well, I was squeaking, and I ain't never get no oil. You know, I'm rusted out. But thank God, because God gave me the oil that I needed so my wheel wouldn't stop running. Because, you know, when you get something rusted, you know, it's going to stick to it. It's going to rust out. It's nothing you can do. You know, it's just going to be stuck. There's nothing you can do to try to pry it off or nothing. You can throw all WD-40 on there you want to. It ain't coming out. But for me, God gave me enough oil to keep me rolling. So even though I wasn't getting any help, no one wanted to teach me these things. No one wanted to say, Ricardo, your grammar's off a little bit here. Or Ricardo, that's not how you do that. Or Ricardo, you know, use this type of phrase, or let's try it this way. You know, it's me sneaking into meetings, finding out little meetings that's going on, that webinars and those things. That's how I learned what I learned to get me to where I need to be. And I thank God for it, because I consistently tried and tried and tried. And I consistently will try and try and try. I tell my wife all the time that I think differently, because I think so far ahead. I'm thinking 6 months ahead on things, especially in my profession, because I'm so far ahead that when I say stuff, it sounds completely crazy But it's because I think so far ahead that I'm prepared for what's to come, not what's now. You know, and that what makes me, I feel, a great leader, because I can see, the God gives me the vision. My job is to get you on track with the vision. And once I get you on track with the vision, I put the vision out there. I put the plan together. But then I hold back on this plan because I know you're not ready for it. But then before it happens, I hit you with it. And then once it makes sense to you, it goes out there. And that's the part that I believe that makes people afraid of me, because I think so far ahead. And I want to get more into this discussion, but I also have a call coming in shortly here. So we're going to get to that just a little bit. But before we get to that, I think I got about 3, 4, 5 more minutes to discuss this with you. But that's what it is. You have to be prepared for every situation. Like I said the week before, when they called me in for an interview, I knew something shady was going to happen. So I had to be prepared. Although mentally I wasn't, because I was mentally ready to go do my job at that moment in time. But I did prepare myself just in case I get pulled in to have to do something that I wasn't, that I knew what was going to happen to me. Because I knew, one, they didn't want me to have that position because I've done everything they asked me to do. And they knew that if I got the position, it opens up the door for other African-Americans. And then it builds trust in other African-Americans. So they don't want to be able to tell other ones, hey, well, y'all opened the door for Ricardo. How come you ain't opened the door for me? Well, we got the door closed on everybody. That's kind of what it is. Like, they got the hands up saying we got the door closed on everybody, because, you know, can't have too many African-Americans jumping around. Now, they would never say that out loud. Trust me, they would never say that out loud. But their action shows those things. Now, since this protest and since things like this have happened, things may change. But we will wait and see. So I'm going to get to this call real quick. I just want to let y'all know what was going on, what was happening, and get to the second part of that. But I wanted to dive into a little bit more of what, a little bit background, and then try to bring you up to where we are right now. So just a quick second, we're going to take this call right here, and then I'll be back with more Straight Talk.
On the line with us right now, hanging out with us this afternoon, Miss Nancy Kixmiller. How you doing today, Miss Nancy?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
I'm so happy to have you on the show because of the things that your church is doing in the community. First, let's just tell everybody about the church, what the name of it, where it's located, in case people want to, you know, see you online, because I know you may not be having folks in person just yet.
Well, actually, we are in Prairie Home. We are the Prairie Home United Methodist Church, and we're a very tiny congregation. So we are actually having in-person church. We've had, I think, about 4 or 5 weeks of in-person, but we're very well spread out, people wearing masks and sanitized. So yeah, we're right on Highway 87 in Prairie Home. If you've ever been to Prairie Home, just going through town.
That's right. So everybody out there, you're in the Prairie Home area or want to go visit people, you know where Prairie Home is. Go check them out. I'm sure you get a good worship service there. So this past week, you all had your food pantry. Tell us about that. How did it go? And then let us know, when do you do this and how often do you do this?
Okay, well, we started in 2017. We had wanted to do one for a long time and had no idea how to even go about it. And this is one of those God breeze things to me. Our preacher had emailed the food bank in Columbia and we didn't hear anything back. And so several months later, we were talking to him. So he said, well, let me go. Well, his email had gone to his draft folder. So he had it sent in, and responding the next day was a woman from the food bank that said, we were just saying we needed another food pantry in Cooper County and I got your email. So I think it was meant to be. So okay, So we distribute the third Thursday of every month from 4 to 6 p.m. There's no qualification, or, you know, if you're hungry, we will get you a box. We do ask for some ID and some other things just to verify how many people you have in your household. We give out boxes of food and then extras. We fill the boxes And sometimes we have gotten produce from the prisons. And most of our food comes from the food bank in Columbia, for the food bank for Northeast and Central Missouri.
Now with, the people losing jobs and things like that, has there been an uptick recently, or?
It has not. We have been very down, and that has been very surprising to me. We just got a new cooler donated by the American Dairy Council. And so I was very excited about that for produce. And Central Dairy has given us milk the last couple of months. And so we had to freeze some of the milk the month before. And I don't understand why we have not had an uptick. Now, I do know that several of our senior citizens that have come a lot have not been coming. And I wonder if that's maybe because they're a little leery of the virus, but I don't know.
Well, I tell you what, after this interview, you probably get an uptick, because I'm sure some people that's out there probably didn't know. But in case someone is wanting to come by there and pick up some food, let's say the next time, would you mind going over, like, what do you all do to keep yourself protected and also protect others from the virus?
That's super good question. We sign everybody in outside, and you pull up in your car and come, and no, they just get your name and address. And if you're, and if it's your first time, we ask for some, proof of address. But other than that, if we know you, then ask you to go sit in your car, and then we bring it out to you. And my volunteers, when they're inside, have to wear a mask, and a lot of them wear them outside too. But we're fortunate that the weather has cooperated so far. I don't know what we're going to do in November, but we do everything outside at the back part of the church. So,
awesome. Now, is this exclusive for Cooper County, or is it
It's for Cooper and surrounding counties. So we are a county away from Cole County. I mean, we are in, there's Montauk County, but yeah, we'll take, if people are hungry, we're called to feed them.
Mm-hmm. So if you're hungry, come on by, come check them out. Let's give them the address one more time, Miss Nancy.
The address? I don't know what the physical address is. I think
off Highway 87.
In Prairie Home. If you've ever been to Prairie Home, you've probably been to the Prairie Home Fair, and we're right across the street from the Prairie Home Fairground. So I think it's 544 Highway Drive, but I'm not sure about that. So it's on Highway.
You know what? You're right. Once you said it reminded me, because I did remember it myself. 544 Highway Drive. I know it's right off Highway 87.
Right. And you can like us on Facebook, because I post stuff about the food bank on our Facebook page.
I was just going to say, let's get them the social media information and everything, because that's how I found you.
Right.
It was a blessing to be able to find you all and be able to connect, because I really want to try to get more people out there in the community. And when I saw it and it was happening this week, I wanted to make sure that we get the word out. And so this week you had a blessed time. I'm sure you probably didn't get as many people as you like, but still, it's a joyous time.
We served 60 people that didn't have food before yesterday, so that's a lot,
That's a lot, yeah. Yeah, and it's a blessing. That's 60 people now to have a meal.
That's right. That's our several, because we had a lot of really good stuff yesterday. It was a good day. I mean, we had a good distribution. We had more, but,
And when is the next food pantry for Prairie Home?
Will be the third Thursday in August. I didn't look at that. I should have.
I think that's August the 20th.
I believe you. Oh, yes, it is, because I remembered it was someone's anniversary. So, yes, it is August the 20th. And we distribute from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Do you just show up that day, or do you have to register anything online? No,
that day. Yeah. And since we have been signing people up outside and not having them come in, there's not ever a backup or anything. It seems like people are able to spread out a little more. And so you don't have. You just sit in your car and wait kind of your turn to come and sign at the table. So.
All right, Ms. Nancy, thank you so much for coming on the show to tell us about what's going on over there in Cooper County at Prairie Home. Anybody else, just keep an eye out for us right here on the Facebook page. If you don't know, if you don't follow them on their Facebook page, look out for me and I will get the information out. Ms. Nancy and I are now friends. So
Prairie Home United Methodist Church Facebook.
So we can get it out there to you all.
Okay, great. That sounds good.
All right.
Prairie Home United Methodist Church. I keep talking over you. I'm sorry. But it's Prairie Home United Methodist Church Facebook page. So.
Prairie Home United Methodist Church Facebook page. And it's Prairie Home United Methodist Church. So go by there and check them out.
Worship at 11 o'clock on Sunday.
You beat me to it. Thank you so much. We'll be back with more Straight Talk right after this.
Well. Hey, JP. Baby, duh.
Every time. got Jesus on my, I got that, 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 V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, I got no reason to fear, I got Jesus on my, I got that, I got that, I got that, I got that, I got that.
And this is your news break from Straight Talk with Ricardo Montgomery, a.k.a. The Voice of Gospel Radio. Friendship Missionary Baptist Church is celebrating their church anniversary this Sunday with the parking lot praise. So go hear Pastor J.L. Gillette at 1707 Smiley Lane starting at 10:30 a.m. this Sunday. Shouts out to Urban Empowerment Ministries as members visit nursing homes and the homes of church members. They sang songs, did a drive-by parade, or about a dozen cars to uplift the spirits. Well done to them. Also, Reverend C.T. Vivian, a civil rights veteran who worked alongside Dr. Martin Luther King, passed away this week. Shouts out to you, your family. Thank you for everything you have done for our community. Much love from you right here on Straight Talk with Ricardo Montgomery. Also, coming up in weather, sunny, few clouds, stray showers or two, thunderstorms, high around 95. Winds are coming in at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Also, later on today, partly cloudy, a stray of showers, thunderstorms low about 77, so be prepared for that. Also, Sunday, as you get yourself ready to go to church, the clouds is going to be sunny, a little showers, maybe some thunderstorms possible, high about 95. Heat index is going to be super high in the 100s, so y'all be careful out there only as you work your way in and out of service. Also, remember, Straight Talk is up for an award, Radio Announcer of the Year, getting ready to go down August the 7th, so please pray for your boy. Vote for your boy, and we'll be right back. That's it for me, right here with Straight Talk with Ricardo Montgomery. We'll be right back with more. We got a great new song coming up for you. This is Legacy, but If You Don't Mind, right here on Straight Talk with your boy, Ricardo Montgomery, a.k.a. The Voice of Gospel Radio.
I'm Minister Thornton from Step of Faith Ministries, Church of God in Christ of Columbia, Missouri. You're listening to my brother, Ricardo Montgomery, on Straight Talk.
Hit me!
If you don't mind, can I be far from perfect? Just can I be me? Do you have time to see what a work in progress really means? Spend many a night on my knees, 'cause that's the key. Tears, a million no's, just so
Lettucey, if you don't mind, and if y'all don't mind, we're going to wrap the show up, man. I want to thank you all so much for taking time to listen to me today. It's been a great show. Go check the podcast if you miss any parts of the show. I want to thank Prairie Home United Methodist Church, Miss Nancy, for coming on the show today to talk about their food bank. We really appreciate that. Hope that helps someone out there out. The next food bank will be August the 20th of 2020. August the 20th of 2020. Going on from 4 to 6 p.m. So go by the church. You don't need anything to register. Just keep a lookout on the Facebook page. Go by there. Get yourself some food. Don't be shy. Don't be bashful. You may run into me. So if you see me over there helping out, speak to me. You know, give me a shout out. Let me know what you think of the show. We'll appreciate that. And I want to thank everybody for listening to the show this week, man. You know, back onto it, man. I'm just diving into the topics and to the things that I see. We're going to get back to the Women in Ministry segment that we've been doing. Really been helping out ladies out there in growth and ministry. So we don't want to get away from that. But at the same time, I do want to get into what's going on out here. A lot of people don't really understand what it takes or what you have to go through, the anxiety that you deal with being a moving up in the corporate world, especially as an African-American, male or female. A lot of anxiety comes with that, a lot of biting your lip. And, you know, now, I have to be honest, man, I really do feel a little bit more freedom to be able to speak my mind. Not afraid to put out the stories that affect my people. Not afraid now to speak up more for the things that's going on in my community and not be looked at in an awkward way to make me feel funny. So want to thank you all for that. You all is helping me out. And I hope that, you know, that some of the things that I have said and done help you all out. Remember, it's hot out here. So if you're in the all over the south part, southern part of the United States, up in the Midwest part of the United States, you know, make sure you stay hydrated and wear loose fitting clothing so that you don't overheat. It's so easy to overheat. Continue to wear your mask. Continue to wear your mask. It's, you know, let's do what everybody's asking to do. Sometimes we get into the point where we get comfortable. Make sure you wash your hands for 20 seconds with warm water. Wash your hands and, you know, don't try to touch your face as much as possible. Social distance if you're around a crowd of people. If you're around a crowd of people, social distance. Man, stay away from everybody. Hopefully all the churches, you know, will comply. And if your church is not open, hey, enjoy being on service online. You know, find yourself something to do. And if your church is open, you know, I know that you're going to continue to do what you're supposed to do. Social distance and use, you know, sanitizer and all those things. So let's just do what we got to do out here, y'all. Let's show the love that we have for everybody and continue to do all the things that need to be done. You know, we're going to dive into another subject. I got another subject coming up, coming in a couple weeks. We're going to talk about some relationships and get into some relationship things. So I can't wait for that. But I'm going to get y'all off with this Corinne Hawthorne, a double player Corinne Hawthorne. One song, Won't He Do It, the other song is Unstoppable. I'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. Hurt so bad I thought I would die. But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb. But the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? He said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night.
cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need your whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses, cause you're always on time. Come and get your breakthrough, cause I'm gonna get mine. Do it, he said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Turned out to be the greatest victory of my life. Cause when it comes at you fast and hard, there's only one that could come and make it right. So ain't no need for stressing and crying, cause he gon' show up just like he did the last time. And the last time.
Listen, the song is crazy. You know, I got an idea, though. Make it a little crazy.
Well, you can't stop this here. You can't top this here. Work too hard, my God. I'ma play my card. I'ma leave your atmosphere. It's so toxic. And I hear your gossip. I'm aware they plotting. But I got no option. And I can't be stopped. I'ma keep on walking. And my power and my purpose and that backbiting so worthless. And my faith on and it's working. I'm one of one and I'm certain that I won the battle. It's over. We did it. I'm Silk. I'm C. I'm P. No limit. Can't stop it. It's me and Corbin in the pocket. Got the plug and the socket.
They told you that you couldn't do it cause you washed up. Ain't like them bad girls said you should get your soul sucked. But I got this plan and you might not understand. I'ma go hard as I can and I'm gonna be the boss of it. And just watch me do this, put no limits, only swag on it. Walk right up to the front where I belong and brag on it. Go to the top, I'ma give it all I got. Might take a lot, but we ain't gonna ever stop. I do believe I'm something special, can't take that from me. So you can say what you want. But I don't let it break me, cause I'm still on my way. I don't believe I'm something special. Can't take that from me. So you can say what you want. I go harder, stronger. Be who I'm supposed to be. Cause I'm unstoppable. I get all the way in it. That's the way I was made. And I'm up on my business. Cause I'm unstoppable. Ain't no hoping and wishing. Say a prayer, catch a wave.
Waves won't overtake me.
You listen to the Straight Talk Podcast with your boy, Ricardo Montgomery.